Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be talking to Coleman Ray. He is quite the accomplished martial artist and self-defense teacher. We're going to be talking about a couple different styles of Israeli self-defense that seem to be the go-to forms of self-defense that people are being attracted to right now, who just want to be able to defend themselves without a lot of style and kata and all that sort of stuff. We're also going to be talking about Coleman's new website. Later in the show, we'll have Brooks Kubik on. Brooks posted a blog post yesterday about meditation, and everybody wants to know where he got his information on about that from. And we're going to be talking about that research study on meditation, which kind of leads to Brooks's Superhuman University course next week, the Seven Keys to Concentration. So we'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. Just want to remind everybody, AgeForce is offering their new fat burner patch, which now includes the over-the-counter available thyroid hormone T2, which has been shown to burn fat in numerous clinical trials, as well as not disrupt normal thyroid function. For those of you who tried the fat burner patch the first time and were non-responders, I think you'll find that you will respond. And for those who you've never tried it before, this is a great opportunity to get a free month trial of this fantastic fat burner patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the AgeForce banner ads. Remember to copy the coupon code off of the banner ad before being transported so you can get your free month trial. So check that out. Okay, welcome to the show, Coleman Ray. How are you?
Very good, sir.
And we're going to be talking about a couple different things today. This is really very interesting to me. You know, it's funny, when we talked before the show, you mentioned about 9/11. The interest in defense mechanisms like Krav Maga and other Israeli-based self-defense approaches seem to really become popularized shortly after 9/11. Interestingly enough, 2 months after the events that were perpetrated against our country, I had to fly to Israel, and obviously security was very, very heightened, and I was flying there on business, and I was flying on El Al National Airline there. And it's amazing, the individuals, when you get there too, when you get to Israel, it's amazing the everybody's required to serve in the military at some point in their life.
Yes.
And the level of fitness in Israel, the level of preparedness in Israel is probably not comparable to any other place, because they are literally being attacked and bombed on a day-to-day basis. And as a result of that, their styles of martial arts, or self-defense rather, seem to take all of the fluff out and just go right for the kill. Am I misunderstanding what they've done?
You're absolutely correct. If you feel threatened at all, basically it's no-nonsense application. You defend yourself. The old school ways of doing things, it was, you know, I've been there, and it was kind of like you had to wait for that guy to be the aggressor. You had to wait for him to actually throw a punch or
like sportsmanship had something to do with it, you know?
Yes. And the whole concept here is different. If you feel threatened, they don't have to physically do anything yet. You know, it can be a verbal threat. I should be able to defend myself. And that's the whole thing. And a lot of times, attacks come in by surprise. And you have to be able to deal with a lot of things. You might not be able to throw a block here or a block there. And every martial art has something good to offer, but their way of handling things is far superior to me, honestly, than everything else.
Well, now let's put this in perspective. You are trained in numerous different disciplines of self-defense.
Sir.
Just give a brief list of some of your accomplishments.
Shotokan and Hapkido were my first two systems that I started out with, and they're great martial arts. But there was a lot of fundamentals that failed me when it came to real fighting. And did a little bit of judo, wasn't too accomplished in that, but I do like some of the throws and the ground stuff that they have. But those were my first two. Then I got into the kickboxing and the Haganah.
Okay, and now, and you hold black belts in several different...
yes, sir. I have a third-degree black belt in the Joe Louis fighting system, and I also have a second-degree black belt in Haganah under Mike Lee Kinnerick. He's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He is the founder and master instructor of the Haganah system here in the United States.
Now, for those of you who are in the dark like I, when I first talked to Coleman and he said, Joe Louis, I said, I didn't know Joe Louis taught like self-defense. He goes, no, not the old world boxer Joe Louis, but the Joe Louis who trained with Bruce Lee. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, so when you look at the martial arts styles from an Asian base, we find a lot of almost arabesque and ballet type movements, things that are graceful and appealing, and perhaps not as effective as they are more like an art form, correct?
Yes. What I've found personally for me, and a lot of guys that have been there can understand it and appreciate what I'm going to say, if you're competing on a sport level, in the same style, let's say karate against karate or kung fu against kung fu, or even open formats where several of them are competing against each other in a point-type system, it's more or less a game of tag. But when it comes down to full contact, a lot of those fancy kicks and spinning back kicks, it's not that they can't be effective if applied properly at the right moment in time. As far as street application is concerned, it's very risky to throw those high kicks. It's not that you can't land it. If you have you don't know the person that's in front of you. You don't know anything about this guy that's coming to attack you. So to just go for the headshot with a fancy kick, it's not that I couldn't get it. It's just that I'm taking a major chance putting myself in a position like that.
Yeah, because you're assuming that this person cannot defend against that, and they may be able to.
Absolutely. You don't know anything about that person in front of you. So you can never take that for granted. You respect all forms and all styles and all belt ranking, but, you know, as they always say, that black belt protects 2 inches of your butt.
Yeah,
That's about it.
Right.
So when it comes down to it, you really need to know how to defend yourself. And sport fighting is great. It teaches you a lot of things, but it's completely different than reality-based systems. You know, you're not going to be able to stop when you want to, but you're going to have to know when it's the right time to stop, because you have to justify all your actions in the street. In the ring, there's a ref there, and it's you and that guy.
Right, right. Okay, now let's talk about women for a second, because we have a large female audience, and obviously women tend to be the ones that are most susceptible to attack, and they tend to be the ones that also are the most interested in self-defense forms. But I think that I speak for some of the women I've spoken to in reference to this show. You know, taking... kung fu, karate, these types of things. It's just a lot of work. All they want to know is how to defend against an attack. These three types of attacks are the most common. How do I get out of this and save my life? They don't want to know all that kata and stuff like that. So I think, is it safe to say that these Israeli-based self-defense approaches would be more beneficial for women who just want to know how to avoid an attack?
I believe so. And don't get me wrong, it's not that other martial arts can't save your butt. It's the training, it's where you're training, what they're offering, and to be honest with you, a lot of systems now are actually taking out the katas. They're giving people what they want, so now you have combat Hapkido, you know, certain things like that, where they get right to the nitty-gritty. They're following the same pattern as the Israelis have, in a sense. They want to give people what they want. The thing about Haganah is it's on a rotation. So he uses a military format. Basically what he's doing is he's trying to train these civilians in the shortest amount of time possible to have them ready for the worst case scenario. And a lot of these things that we're teaching would be considered advanced in a lot of other systems.
Interesting. We're going to take a break in a moment. And when we come back, I want to talk about some of the most common attack, you know, face-to-face types of attacks and some of the things that you teach people in an effort to prepare them quickly and succinctly for these types of attacks using self-defense methods. And then we're going to talk about your new website also. We're talking today with Coleman Ray. His website is RaysCombatKickboxing.com. Where are you based, Coleman?
I'm in Okeechobee, Florida, north end of the lake.
Okay, Okeechobee, Florida. But you can go to the website. There's lots of great information there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Your back's against the wall. Welcome back. There's no one home to call. Your back's against the wall. What are you going to do? Coleman Ray's going to tell you. All right, so, you know, it's funny because when I traveled to Israel that 2 months after the whole fiasco here with the World Trade Center and everything else, I was really on a very, very alert sense. And I actually scoped out where the those small oxygen canisters that they keep in some of the overhead compartments, I scoped out where one was because I thought if anything went down, I would grab that and I would start wielding that like a Louisville slugger. You know, I mean, and you know, and you know, it really made us here in the U.S. We became very complacent. You know, Not since Pearl Harbor have we been attacked on our own land. And when that happened, there was a call to action for everybody to be able to defend themselves, in my opinion. And I don't think a lot of people stepped up and did anything about it. I think there's a lot of people out there today, you know, it's sad to say, but a lot of the people who perished in the World Trade Center perished because they were not physically fit enough to walk down all those stairs.
Yeah, that's a terrible tragedy, you know, and it'll never go out of my mind. And I know that people forget about it all the time, and there's many that will not, that were directly involved in that with family and stuff. And it's sad that an event like that would have to get people to have a wake-up call to want to find a way to try to defend themselves or get in shape combatively somehow. And, you know, I think that a large turnout of people did start looking for something, some type of defense, some way to defend themselves. I know that gun sales went up.
Oh, man, did they go up.
You know, because you just never know what's going to happen. But for the most part, you know, people are always looking for something to give them an edge,
right,
whatever it may be.
So let's take this from a female perspective for a second. A woman is walking to her car. A guy comes up behind her, generally puts his arm around her neck. Can she really use successful tactics to get away from a situation like that? Or should she follow the law enforcement and those people? A lot of times they say, you know, submit, don't, you'll make the guy angry if you fight. What do you think?
I completely disagree. It really depends on the situation, and that's why it's so important to train. It all comes down to training, quite honestly, Carl. If you don't have the right training, it's going to fail you. If you did something a couple times here and there, you might not respond properly, and it can get you into more trouble. So for that part of it, what law enforcement is saying is, if you have an option to give something up, do it. And I tell my students that as well. If somebody wants your wallet or something like that, a valuable, a possession, give it to them. But there's situations where you cannot. For instance, one of the things that I use a lot is, you know, I have a young child. My wife's getting into the car. He's already in the car seat, and the guy wants to take the car. Can you let him take your car?
No, you can't. Not with the kid in it, no.
That's where everything changes. You can't just always give things up.
Right.
And violence escalates. It might only be that they want something, a possession off of you, and the next thing, they want you. When it comes down to it, if you're being attacked, you've got to fight back. You physically have to fight back. So if the guy's grabbing you, you need to fight back. If you give in, that might be the last time you're ever seen again. That's the harsh reality of it.
Yeah.
And a lot of places used to teach, and I hate to say it, some self-defense practitioners used to teach that, just give in, and they'll leave you alone.
Yeah.
Things are different nowadays. You got to defend yourself.
So what is the most lethal blow? What is, I mean, you know, when I was a kid, they used to say, you know, an upward heel of the palm right to the nose, if you could hit the face. The throat tends to be, in my humble opinion, the weakest link in the attacker's realm, that if you could get a throat punch in, you could usually kill somebody. There have been people who have killed individuals accidentally by punching them in the throat just a little too hard.
Yes, that is correct. We always want to attack those sensitive areas. It's vital that you do that. And again, we're talking about a situation where you're forced to fight back. If you can avoid a situation, and really it is all about awareness, kind of like what you were saying, you were more aware of things going on around you after that event happened.
Yeah.
And we always teach our students to try to be aware of things that are going on. Don't put yourself in a bad situation. If you start to feel something bad happening, try to get out of it. What we're talking about here is worst case scenario. I am forced to fight. I am forced to defend myself. We're going to go for the eyes, the throat, the groin. We're going to hurt them. It's not a game. I have no idea what their intent is.
There's no dirty blows at that moment. Like, you know, a lot of people struggle with the idea of, I have no problem if I'm being threatened. Like, if I feel like my life isn't, I have no problem taking my thumbs and hollowing out somebody's eye sockets.
Yes, sir. You gotta have that mentality.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. And the throat punch is always in the back of my mind. If I'm in a situation where I feel like, I'm jammed up here and I may not get out of here, I know that if I threw my hardest blow to somebody's throat, they're dead. They're gonna die choking, because I'm gonna cave their windpipe in completely, and they're not gonna be able to breathe without somebody giving them a tracheotomy real quick. So these are the blows that people typically think of as dirty blows. You know, you don't do that. You don't kick a guy in the package. Oh, yeah, you do. Absolutely. It's the go-to thing to do if you're threatened.
Absolutely. And a lot of times nowadays, of course, you hear about it all the time. You know, crime is on the rise. the guy's going to have a weapon, most likely. I mean, I haven't heard too many times where a guy comes up holding his fist, demanding something.
Yeah.
He's going to bring a gun. He's going to bring a knife. And, you know, I have people tell me all the time, I'll just get my gun. I hear this all the time. I don't need that. I don't need martial arts. I'll just get my gun. Yeah. Or I got my gun in the car. People just don't understand. They get a false sense of security about the fact that they own a firearm. Without proper training with that, without being able to deploy that weapon at that time that you need it, you're at a major disadvantage if you don't have training. In other words, if there's a gun in my face, it doesn't matter that I'm carrying concealed. I got to deal with my primary threat. There's a gun in my face.
Right.
Do I really have the time to just pull my gun out? No, he's going to blow my head off.
No, this isn't an Indiana Jones movie.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You know, and what it comes down to is training, like I was saying before. Without training, over and over and over again, and that's why we do it, is because it becomes muscle memory. I don't have to think about it. I can just respond if I need to. If you got to think about it, it might be too late, or it might not be worth responding at all.
What about the temples? Are the temples really delicate? I remember when I was a kid, we used to, you know, there was a rumor that if you hit somebody in the temple hard enough, you could kill them. Is that true?
Yes. A lot of pressure points are real sensitive areas, and some of them are very, very effective, and some of them don't work so well. And also, if somebody's jacked up on certain drugs and stuff, you might not get a response. Now, law enforcement deals with that a lot, and they know really what works and what doesn't when it comes down to somebody being on a certain type of drug. They can be so much stronger, so much more aggressive, and it can take several officers to get them down.
Oh, there's guys that they're shooting, and the guys are still coming at them because they're so jacked
up. You just heard
up.
What happened in Miami,
oh,
right?
The guy that was eating the other guy's face?
Yes.
And they were shooting him, and he kept eating the guy's face.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. You have to be willing to take that person apart in a situation like that if you have a so-called zombie coming at you.
Yeah, bath salt zombie.
If you can't get away from him and you're being attacked by him, that's the kind of situation I'm talking. You have to have full force there. And you don't stop until he stopped. If you break him down right, not getting into too much detail, but if you break him down right, he's not going to be able to keep coming after you.
Okay, so what is some of the go-to spots? Like, I remember when I was a kid, if you could kick a guy on the side of his knee and break his knee, you could stop him. If you could break a leg, that generally takes him down pretty fast. They can't stand anymore.
Incapacitation's a great thing, and that's basically breaking something. The ankles are something we go for a lot in Haganah. Because we're working towards what's called a point of reference, which is very unique in its own. We're always fighting, whether they have a gun or a knife, within the right amount of distance to attack them. Empty-handed or not, we're coming in, we're closing the gap, and we're fighting to get to a point of reference where we can control the opponent much better. And we got 3 points of reference in the front. One of our initial moves, when we get into that position, we have an option. We have objectives, which a lot of systems don't teach. We have to choose right then and there, do we want to take them down and restrain them, which is mostly for law enforcement and operators like that, professional operators. And do we want to incapacitate them, or worst-case scenario, and the last scenario is terminate them from that point of reference.
Right.
So we train in all of those. Only the operator, only you can decide what's necessary. That's why we train each one of those elements, and we're always fighting to get to a control point, which is called our point of reference. And that's what's so unique about it. From there, one of the big things we like to do, if we choose to incapacitate, is come down from a knee onto the foot and driving them back, staying on the foot. So basically what's happening is you're breaking the ankle.
So you drive the heel of your foot with all force down onto the instep of their foot while pushing them back.
Yes, I'm coming down like kind of like a foot stomp.
Yeah.
Straight onto their instep, which is a sensitive area as it is, and driving them back from that controlled position. You have to have a good position for this to work properly.
Yeah.
So from your point of reference, it's great. They're basically off balance. They're going back, and their own body weight is snapping the ankle. So that gives you a chance right there to get away.
Right. Yeah, right. Watch out. Should be your first choice of action to get away.
As far as knees and stuff, it really depends on, you know, if this person's a fighter, how they're squared off with you. You might have a position to take. You know, a strike to the knee, which is a sensitive area, especially for bigger guys. A lot of them, a lot of them don't really have a lot of strength because of the body weight. I'm talking about a heavy set guy,
right,
that's kind of out of shape and stuff like that.
Right.
It doesn't take much to get them off balance.
What about, so let's talk about Haganah for a second. A lot of people are familiar with Krav Maga, but
yes.
But they may not know. Tell the story about how this all evolved in the Israeli self-defense approaches.
Well, Haganah was pretty much first. Like in the 1920s and 30s, that was their first paramilitary unit, which was like the underground Jewish Federation in a sense. And then 1948, that's when Israel actually became a state. So basically, it was Haganah first. You know, there's two H's in Haganah, and they're always capitalized most of the time if you look at it. And people are like, oh, this guy's got a spelling there wrong or something's going on wrong. And basically the reason for that is the first H stands for hardship. That was the hardship of Israel that they've been going through forever. And then if you look at the other H, it stands for hardcore. And basically what it translates to is the defense. The defense is what Haganah stands for.
Okay.
And Haganah was kind of the first, and then it kind of crossed over into Krav Maga, and then you have Hisar Du. Now, Krav Maga is the official, it's the official self-defense art of Israel. And then you have Hisar Du, which is like the sport of karate over there. And then you have the Kapap and the Latar. Those are the military applications. And the Kapap is like the face-to-face, the hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
The Latar is anti-terrorism. It's the guns, the knives mostly, and stuff like that. We use all of those systems. He pulls from all of those systems, and we continuously update and evolve the system. If it works, we take it in. If there's a problem with it, it gets modified, or we have upgrades and things like that. And so combat's constantly evolving, and we have to evolve with combat.
Is Haganah finding its way into the mixed martial arts world as well? It seems that everything that works gets into MMA at some point in time.
Unfortunately, there's some applications that could transfer over to the ring, and I've only seen a few of those. Most of the stuff that we are doing is completely illegal, and you cannot do it. A matter of fact, you know, I have guys that fight MMA and stuff, and I really don't like them doing the Haganah. Now, we have guys that are in MMA and they do Haganah. One of the reasons why I tell them that they shouldn't is because they have open finger gloves, and the training they're doing is a lot of eye gouging and stuff like that. So the muscle memory training can be completely different. Now, if they're doing
are you saying that they may actually unknowingly, because it's such a reflex action, go for a gouge?
It's possible.
Yeah,
it's possible.
That's
why, you know, it really depends on that individual, but they are training it a lot, and it could very well happen because they train it so much. Now, if they're doing Muay Thai, kickboxing, stuff like that, you don't have open finger. So it's less likely. And that stuff happens on accident all the time if you're watching UFC fights.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, we're always striking to the knees and to the groin area.
Yeah,
that's all illegal.
So. Yeah. That's all illegal in MMA. I really didn't think it through before I asked that question.
Well, let's put it this way. If those things were allowed, not only would people be getting damaged very badly, but the fights would be over in seconds.
I was just going to say there wouldn't be much of a fight.
No, it would just be a terrible thing to terrible thing to see.
But you know, that speaks to the effectiveness of Haganah in taking an individual down. Well, I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to ask you, in your opinion, how long it takes for somebody to be self defense ready using Haganah, and then we're going to talk about your new website. We're talking with Coleman Ray. His website is RaiseCombatKickboxing.com. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, Brooks Kubik. We're going to be talking about meditation. Stay tuned. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping. shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coleman Ray about the Israeli self-defense mode called Haganah. This is a no-nonsense, no-fluff, not necessarily pretty, but highly effective way to completely dismantle your opponent who may be attacking you. And okay, so Coleman, if I were to sign up for Haganah, and I'm an average person, I am physically fit, I train a little bit in the gym, I'm fairly strong. How long does it take? Or do you have like specific courses where I just want to learn how to defend myself? I don't want to learn everything. Or is it everything anyway? How does it work?
Basically, what we do is we have everything on a rotation. So within 4 months, you pretty much went through the core part of the curriculum. Now, there's other stuff involved that are much more advanced and you can cross over to, like knife fighting. We call that ITK. That's teaching you how to use a knife effectively to defend yourself if somebody pulls a knife on you. So that's knife on knife. Basically, we also have ground survival. We have combat shooting, and that's called IPTT, Israeli Professional Tactical Training. Now, Garrett Machine, he's Dut Devon. He's the one that actually is doing all of that part of it because my master instructor is so busy with everything else. And that is one of the best courses that I've ever ran through, thinking I was decent with the firearm myself. And this guy's like James Bond. I've never seen anybody move like that with a firearm. It's amazing to me, and I can't wait to do more training with him. One thing I wanted to mention, Carl, is if anybody's interested out there in finding out more about Haganah itself and instructors that might be in their area, they can actually go to the website HaganahNews.com and find out what's going on and keep up to date with basically the cream of the crop of instructors. We're all on there, all the instructors.
Okay, and that's HaganahNews.com for those of you out there who may struggle spelling Haganah. Okay, so with that being said, it sounds like in 4 months you could have all of the assets needed to defend against an attack.
Yes, you'll feel a lot more comfortable, and you'll be a lot more prepared. I definitely recommend doing more rotations than that. You know, you're going to only get better at it the more you do it. But pretty much you've had the core part of it within those 4 months, and that's repetitive. And that's where it becomes muscle memory because you're doing it over and over again. 2 or 3 days a week for 4 months, you've been through it. And the more you do it, the more you jump into those rotations, the better you'll get at it, just like anything else.
Can a non-athletic person thrive in this environment, or do you have to already be?
Absolutely. That's a great question. It's not for, you know, your superior athletes, in a sense, only. It's for everybody. I mean, I've trained with guys that are in their 60s, believe it or not.
How about women? Women, I have to believe, you know, they tend not to have the strength that men of the same size have.
You'd be shocked what women can do. Martial arts is not about physical strength. Strength can become a factor if you don't have good training. It's really about the tactics and how you apply the tactics. You're kind of working their body weight and their strength against you and their aggression against you. In that sense, when it comes to throws and takedowns and certain things like that. And it's very unexpected of somebody that wants something from you, okay, or they're demanding something from you, they got a gun on you or a knife on you, for you to take them out. It's not about being faster than a bullet, it's about the tactics. Understanding the line of fire, how to get out of it, trap the gun at the same time, and, you know, you're breaking off his finger and you're beating him up at the same time.
Okay, now I gotta ask you something. You've been doing this since you're 8 years old, right? I mean,
I started martial arts when I was 8 years old. That's
okay.
Correct.
Have you ever found yourself in a compromising position where you've had to rely on your training?
Yes, I have, unfortunately.
Can you talk about any of
them? I always tell people, try to avoid situations if at all possible. It's not worth it. You know, when we're younger, you know, ego builds up sometimes, or when you're with your girlfriend and somebody's got something smart to say. The best time when you have training, the best thing to do is avoid that situation, if at all cost.
Yeah,
walk away.
If your ego is not involved, chances are you're not going to. But can you tell us what happened? When did this happen to you, and what happened to you?
Sure, absolutely. I was in Fort Myers. I was living in that area, and I got into a confrontation with two guys, which was not smart for me. Basically, you know, what happened was I got into this altercation where I got involved with two guys coming after me with a knife.
Both of them had knives, or one of them had a knife?
One of them had the knife, and I got stabbed.
Really?
Yes. It was my own stupidity. Yeah. And that's with training. I didn't have the hand-to-hand combat training that I have now, but I was stabbed.
But now, were you able to defend against them? Obviously, they didn't kill you, so you must have gotten them off of you, right?
Yes. I fought them off, but you know, they got away. But I got cut. I'm lucky I didn't die. I got my sutures. I got stitched up. And I survived that altercation. That could have been it for me.
Yeah.
And that was honestly me being the tough guy.
Right.
I was going to stand up to them. I was going to do.
Right. Right. Because you knew you knew you had the training, so you figured you could just.
I had a martial arts background. I didn't have the hand-to-hand training.
So you didn't have the Haganah at that point in time?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I was careless. I was reckless. And I'm lucky that I survived that altercation. And the main thing about it is, when you grow older and you really learn what you can do to somebody, the last thing you want to do is put those actions on somebody.
Yeah.
So my training now and my mentality now is completely different. The last thing I want to do is hurt somebody because I know that I really can create damage.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of financial investment would someone have to make in order to do a typical 4 month rotation at one of the Haganah institutes that they would find using the website you gave?
It's not a whole lot of money. It's very similar to other systems, and every school offers something a little bit different. As far as their pricing and everything and what they offer. Some people give packages out and stuff like that. We offer combat fitness and fit to fight. That's kind of a branch off that was designed for our Haganah people. That was created by James Cooper and Mike Lee Kinnerick to get us physically fit on the back end of it, because there is some training there that's going to give you some cardio and stuff, but a lot of the training is more or less anaerobic. There's not a lot of cardio there. So the combat fitness was designed to get us in physical shape to fight. That's core, strength, endurance. We're looking for all those elements. And the byproduct of that is looking good, actually being in shape, but that's not our main destination in a sense.
So training in the weight room can also benefit you, obviously. If you've got a real strong bench press, a real strong deadlift, these would translate to being more effective at Haganah, correct?
Yes, I believe in training more for the fast twitch muscles, doing certain exercises that can help me accomplish that versus a lot of strength training, powerlifting in a sense.
Yeah.
It's not that you can't develop certain things there that can be great for you depending on your fighting style. If you're doing a lot of powerlifting and strength training, great for wrestling, great for football, things like that where you need that lower leg strength to drive somebody back and stuff. And it can be effective in martial arts, but if you get too big and you get too bulky and you're not doing any kind of speed training or fast twitch muscle training, what can happen is it can actually slow you down a little bit and you're not too flexible, you can't move too well. So it can backfire a little bit.
Do you know Ori Hofmeckler by any chance?
Ori Hofmeckler. Name sounds familiar. Don't know him personally.
He's the author. He's from Israel originally. He lives out in California. He's the author of The Warrior Diet. Ori Hofmeckler.
Warrior Diet. Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he talks about training for fast twitch. He specializes in a couple different modalities of training for fast twitch muscles, and he trains Navy SEALs and all that sort of stuff as well. And he talks about that as well. He talks about how just getting into the gym and lifting heavy weights doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to translate over to your self-defense. There's this sport, self-defense specific training that he likes to focus on. That's why I didn't know if you were aware of his
That
writings.
Is correct. Absolutely right. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, Ori Hofmeckler. Yeah, he's a great guy. Great guy. We're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about this new website that you've just launched and why. And it's called useitreview.com. Mm-hmm. And you are actually reviewing supplements and products there, correct?
That's correct. My wife and myself are taking products. We're taking, companies that want to actually give them to us, we'll take those products and we'll use them on a trial period and write a review about it, how we used it. And we're only using those products at the time, by the way. We're not using anything else except those particular supplements from that company for at least a month or two, depending on what they want to do with us. And we basically write what we're experiencing off of it and the type of training we're doing with those products. You know, everything from Muay Thai to Haganah to combat fitness and the kickboxing.
Okay. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Coleman Ray. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MX banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com. Net, or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testa 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testa 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Coleman Ray at this time, a little bit later in the show. Actually, in about the next 10-12 minutes, we'll have Brooks Kubik on. Okay, so Coleman, you started this website called Use It Review, where you use various supplements and you review them. But if the supplement company is supplying them to you, are you still going to write a bad review if you don't see any results with it?
That's what I tell them in the beginning, that I'm going to be honest about it if I didn't get much out of it. And everybody's different, so they have to know that I might not get good results out of it. And I'm just going to write honestly how I felt off the product. I'm not going to completely trash the product. I'm just going to write the results that I feel that I've gotten from their product. And if I didn't feel anything much, then I'm going to talk about it. And also talk with them and try to give them ideas for improvement as well. And that's something I've been doing with a product now, that one of the first products we started with is called Age Force, and you're familiar with them.
Yes, I am. Yeah. Oh, so and, you're using their products now?
Yes, sir. I'm on my third week.
What products are you using from Age Force?
I'm trying four different ones myself. I'm doing a stack of the Testo 100 patch, the HGH Simatropin, the Nitric Oxide Blast, and the creatine patch as well. Those are the four that I've been using, and I got to tell you, it really blows my mind that something can work this well. And that's,
Wait a minute. You're using all four of these patches simultaneously, but at different times, obviously, because you don't use the, you're using the pre and post workout patch and the creatine beta alanine patch before you train, correct?
Yes, I'm mostly using the nitric oxide and the creatine about 2 hours before I train. And the HGH and the test I'm taking before bed.
Ah, okay. So what do you know? What are you
noticing? I'm going to be changing that up a lot this week. I've actually been tweaking that because I'm experimenting on it to see where I might find better results at a certain peak level. And I know that they've done a lot of this stuff themselves as far as trials and stuff. But, the training that I do is not just weightlifting. Like I said, there's a lot of endurance training. And I've used so many products. I started bodybuilding when I was 14 years old, actually competing. My last competition was in 2004, where I won the Hurricane Bay. I was the overall winner. So
wow.
I've been through that realm. I've used all kinds of supplements. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there that's good, and there's a lot of stuff that's bad. What amazed me was, this is a patch. And I never figured that I could get such results from an application like that.
Well,
it's really amazing.
People greatly underestimate the power of transdermal delivery. I mean, transdermal delivery is similar to injection, except there is some loss Not everything gets through the skin, but there, but once it gets through the skin, it's in the body just like it's been injected. So a lot of people fail to recognize the value of transdermal delivery, and it's made a, you know, it's made a big mark in the nicotine delivery for tobacco abuse. So, you know, people who want to give up cigarette smoking, they use those. They work fine. And there are other patches out there as well that work. What are the things that you notice the most since you've been using the H-Force products? I'm just curious.
The energy levels and the recovery is amazing. I feel great.
it's that noticeable.
For me, it's that noticeable. I am in shape. Let's admit it. I'm in shape. But, you know, your cardio is consistently going up and down based off of your training. I've noticed an elevation in how I'm recovering, and I can just keep training. I've doubled up on classes when we do certain things in here, just training, you know, straight for 2 hours. And I really enjoy the products. I got to be honest with you. If I had nothing good to say, I wouldn't say anything. As far as it being bad, if it wasn't a really great product, I really enjoy this product.
How old are you, Coleman? Just curious.
I'm 39.
Okay. All right. So you're not a spring chicken where obviously you can tell when something's working and when it's not.
Yeah. And I do get results pretty quickly. If something's working and effective, I feel it pretty quickly. That's just my body type. I've always been very responsive to anything that I put in my system. I'm going to get some kind of result. Either it's going to make me feel bad, it's going to make me feel good, I'm going to get sleepy. Everything hits me pretty fast. That's just my metabolism in a sense.
Okay. All right. So now let's chat back about, Haganah. Mm-hmm. So Haganah is absolutely the best alternative for someone who simply wants to learn how to defend themselves. Just bare bones self-defense without any fancy kata or ballet or anything like that.
Correct. We just take a lot of the fancy stuff out of it. Pretty much there's no katas in that sense.
Is Krav Maga a longer process to become proficient at than Haganah?
Basically, the way they roll things out is they have a belt structure, so in that sense, it can take you a little bit longer, where we're pretty much a military format. And, you know, 4 months, you've seen the core, and you just keep training that core over and over again, and you're picking up other things as you go. You're looking at about, if you're talking about accomplishing something and becoming a black belt, you're looking at sometimes about 4 to 5 years before you get your black belt in Haganah. And some people can take longer, and some people never even want to go for a black belt. They just want to train.
I was just going to say, they don't have to go for a belt at all.
No, absolutely not. They don't have to go through that. It is it's torture. It's no joke. To get that in Krav or Haganah, it's no joke. It's very serious.
And so, do you have any pupils that have had to defend themselves and were successful using Haganah?
I've had certain people doing certain training things where it's been very effective for them. And I don't want to name any names, but I have a guy that's in the FBI. He went back into the FBI, and they do some stress drills, and he was using the Haganah, and he said it was very, very effective for him, and he was thanking me for that.
So in other words,
as far as really defending themselves, not yet. I haven't had anybody get into any altercations yet, and I don't really want them to.
I understand. I understand that. But, yeah, I'm just curious if it translates. Obviously, and you mentioned this earlier, and this is very, very true. A lot of people will go out and buy a gun, and they'll shoot a target, and they'll think that they're ready to shoot a person. And shooting a person is a world difference than shooting at a piece of paper, and a lot of people flinch, and the gun ends up getting used on them.
Absolutely.
You know, so it's that's why I'm saying there's a lot of people who, in a classroom environment, they seem to be proficient, let's say, at a form of self-defense or martial arts. But then when they get out in the world and they find out, wow, this guy isn't standing still so I can throw this graceful kick at his head. He's throwing a bottle at me right now. And then all of a sudden everything goes out the window. Everything they learn just goes out the window.
Yes, and that's why stress drills are important, and I agree with you on that. There's many systems that everything's very slow-paced. They don't do live stress drills. And pretty much, you know, you don't throw that at your beginners. You got to learn the basics first, and you got to develop a certain type of muscle memory before you start speeding things up. And that's training. If you go too fast, they're not going to have it.
Yeah.
You got to have it down before you start speeding it up. So it takes time to develop, and that's really pretty much in any system. But we're, like I said, we're relying on more of those natural response with the Haganah versus something where I'm going to try to kick somebody in the head in a split second. You know, those fine motor skills. I don't really necessarily need those. I need those gross motor skills, those more instinctive skills for me to bridge the gap and make something happen.
Yeah.
But we definitely speed things up for our students that have been here a while. We do live stress drills where he's coming to attack you with an angle 1, 2, 3, or 4 with a knife, and you got to defend yourself. And you don't know which attack he's going to come in with. You just know it's one of the four. You got to build up to that type of training. Because in the beginning, you're only doing angle one, and you're doing it slow. Because you have to calculate all those things. The mind has to read that coming in. But if you never train for those attacks, you're not going to be able to defend yourself very well at all.
Right.
If you're not used to that coming in. So it progresses, and it gets harder and harder as you go, and it gets faster and faster. Also, your intention is not to hurt your partner in training. You know, we always want to proceed with partner preservation in mind. But there has to be some intention there. It's got to be a little hard, but you don't want to destroy the person on the mat in front of you, or there won't be too many people training.
Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. Do you have a hard time convincing people why they should take self? And I'm sitting here thinking about it. You know, there's all this gloom and doom in the country. Gun sales have gone through the roof. People are literally preparing for what they think is an Armageddon that's coming, that, you know, the war of the classes. The have-nots will be coming to the haves. I know a guy who sold his home in Florida, his home in Kentucky, moved into an apartment, turned all of his liquidity into gold, has 200,000, I'm not kidding about this, he has 200,000 rounds of ammunition in his home, he's got 11 guns, and every time I talk to him, he's telling me that, you know, I'm just waiting, it's just any day now, it's just all, and I'm saying to myself, you're crazy, but, that's one extreme. But is it hard to tell people why they should be able to defend against themselves, especially in a society that prides itself in civilized treatment of individuals? You know what I'm saying?
It really depends. I don't think it's hard to talk to people about it. It might be difficult in a sense to get some people to grasp the understanding of what you're talking about, especially if they've never done a martial art before. I think people that have considered it and they understand it a little bit better from you talking to them, they might actually try a couple classes. And that's the whole thing. We want to get them on the mat and so that it can experience what's happening here. Because you might not always be able to get to a weapon or get to a gun. You got to deal with that threat that's in front of you before you can deploy your own weapon sometimes.
Yeah.
And let's face it, the bad guys have the advantage. You know, they're trained at what they do. They attack people.
Right.
They're pretty much bad guys.
They're not thinking. You know what goes through your head in situations like this if you're an average person? Man, I hope I don't get sued. If I hurt this guy, I got something to lose. He has nothing to lose. I have to temper what I do. I don't want that, you know, and then you also worry about the law. Like, they may perceive, if I totally crush this guy, I may be the one going to jail, even though he was the one who was perpetrating the crime. So it's like all these thoughts that go through the honest person's head, nothing goes through the perp's head except to hurt you.
You're absolutely right. And that can lead to failure when it comes to a life or death situation.
Yeah.
The training, all going back to training, you need to get with a good school and you need to go through those certain things. Now, like I said, you have to justify your actions. Absolutely. If somebody's coming up and they're physically trying to harm me and I just drop them and I continue to create bodily harm to this person, that's where I've crossed the line.
Yeah.
Self-defense doesn't apply anymore.
Right, right.
You know, so you got to train those things. You got to understand those things and know the law within your state as far as defending yourself.
Yeah.
Because every state is completely different as far as those terms. And you can get in a lot of trouble, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you can also set yourself up for failure. And I've had people ask me that on that. Oh, if I poked him in the eyes, won't I get in trouble? Couldn't he sue me?
Yeah, see?
That's what I
would be thinking too. I don't want to lose everything, you know.
I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. That's what we use.
I like that. That's good. I like that. Hey, Lee Colbin, thanks for being on the show today, man.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. And go to his website. His website is RaiseCombatKickboxing.com. Stay tuned. When we come back, we will have Brooks Kubik on with us to talk about his blog post about meditation yesterday.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. MassPro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped, and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're joined now with none other than Brooks Kubik, whose seminar was supposed to occur Tuesday, but due to technical difficulties, as many of you know, our stream has been down since Thursday night, and I can't tell you the cluster jump that this has been with the company in Australia that manufactures our streaming platform software and our data center in Toronto trying to go back and forth. Challenged with time of day difference. It's nighttime here when they're working in Australia. It's nighttime there when we're working here. And it's just been a comedy of errors, and I'm hoping to put it all to rest today. And as a result, we had to move the Seven Keys to Concentration seminar to next Tuesday. And in the meantime, Brooks posted a blog post yesterday. Brooks, talk about the blog post, first of all, because I actually got emails here at Superhuman Radio asking for more research.
Yeah, and I think you got an email from someone who said he wasn't sure how to contact me.
Yeah,
So he went through you, you know, which is fine, but people can always reach me at info@brookscubic.com. info@brookscubic.com. So, you know, that's easy. And the other thing is check the blog posts every day at the Dinosaur Training blog, and sign up for my my daily tips and emails. And you know, that's those are three real good ways to stay in touch.
Right.
Well, the other day I put up a post. It's currently the third post on the Dinosaur Training blog, which of course is at Dinosaur Training, the Dinosaur Training blogspot, or you go to www.brookscubic.com,
right.
Look at the bar at the top, click on blog, and there you are. So we have Remembering a Great Champion about John Davis, Is It Okay to Do Curls, answering a question that I get more often than you would imagine.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it okay to do curls?
Yeah, you know, somehow there has developed this idea that curls are somehow not a functional exercise, or if you're training for strength and performance, you don't do curls. They're only a pumper's exercise or a bodybuilder exercise or something for
Well, and especially athlete. Since guys like Vince Gironda were known to throw people out of their gym because of their use of curls. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Yeah, Vince, if he saw somebody doing curls, I think it was curls, or maybe it was dips. Maybe I'm wrong. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sure, it wasn't squats?
Oh, maybe it was squats. I think Vince was known to throw people out of his gym all the time for various reasons.
yeah, that's probably true. Anyhow, just very quickly on the curls. They're a good exercise, and yeah, you can do them. And in fact, most people should do them. They help stabilize the shoulder joint, which is by itself a good reason to do them. But the point is, you train them like any other lift. You train to build strength. You don't necessarily, you know, why do you train to build strength in the squat, the deadlift, and the bench press, and then do nothing but light pumping sets of curls? That's silly.
Right.
Don't need to do that. So that was the point I made there. Then we get to the topic of today, a post headed Some Very Important Research on the Mind-Muscle Connection.
Right, which we are doing a seminar next Tuesday about this.
Yeah, and this is something that I have been reading, studying, implementing basically my whole training career. I picked it up primarily from Bradley J. Steiner. Steiner is a 1-2 combination. He's a great author on physical training, and he is an expert martial artist. In fact, what he does is teach martial arts, as in real world, down and dirty self-defense for a living. And he's been doing that his whole life. He's extremely good at it. And he has, he's implemented much of the mental aspects of the martial arts, the mental aspects of real-world combat. He's implemented that into strength training. And so he always taught the power of concentration. He taught visualization. He taught all kinds of things dealing with the mental aspects of what you were doing. And he was always emphasizing concentrate, concentrate, concentrate. So I grew up reading his articles, reading his books, reading his courses, and I really got into the mental side of things. And I've been studying it ever since, and I have been teaching it ever since. In Dinosaur Training, which came out in 1996, which, you know, seems like a long, long time ago, and I guess it is. Yeah, we may have some listeners who were not even born in 1996.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, but, you know, I have like 5 or 6 chapters on the mental aspects of strength training in Dinosaur Training. It's really, really important. I have one chapter devoted entirely to concentration, and I have chapters that talk about how to concentrate, how to develop your power of concentration. And I've always described it in layman's terms, where I said, your mind controls your body. It does that through the nervous system. The mind sends commands through the nerves to the muscles.
Right.
And the more of those commands, the faster they go, the stronger they are, the stronger your body will be, the better your body will perform. And that's the mind-muscle link.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, I've always thought, you know, I've always explained this in terms of, you know, telephone wires and messages going across the telephone wires. Remember, of course, I'm showing my age. This is back in the days when we actually
had wires through telephone.
You know, some people are going to be, you know, are going to be listening and thinking, you know, what's he talking about? You know,
this is pre-voice over IP.
So, you know, anyhow, you know, that's what I was thinking. And Carl, the interesting thing, as I started reading more and more of the old school physical culturists, men like George F. Jowett, for example, they were always talking about this. And you know, this was kind of like at the dawn of a lot of modern science. I mean, you know, there was not a whole lot of neuropsychology in 1920 and 1925 when George F. Jowett was writing, but he was writing about this kind of stuff. And so, for example, you know, he said, train your lower back, train your entire back, train your spinal column. Don't do things that will compress the spinal column. Train your neck. And the reason that he was saying to do all those things was because he wanted to maximize those nerve impulses. He wanted the nervous system shooting commands out through the entire body. And so, you know, he was very, very conscious and very blunt about integrating the mind and the muscle and strengthening the nervous system as much as he could. And again, I think it's just fascinating that he was doing this at a time when science really, you know, was nowhere near developed enough to validate or corroborate or substantiate what he was saying, but he was saying it loud and clear.
Right.
You know, and so was Bradley J. Steiner in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And so I've always grown up reading this, and I've always grown up implementing it, and I found in my own case it works incredibly well. And I've used very simple explanations for why it works, but I had never seen any studies, you know, any research that supported the idea that you can develop your powers of concentration to the point where they strengthen your nervous system. And I was always viewing it in very simple terms as that must be what happens.
Well, also, I think that what many of us who pay attention to this feel that concentration translates to neuromuscular activation. And like Coach Wade Johnson talks about when he's got 1,000 pounds on the bar and he's getting ready to squat, when that weight hits his back and the monolith moves away, he becomes so narrowly focused that he doesn't see the cameras flashing. He doesn't hear the people screaming. All he hears is this girl, Melissa, who yells, squat. You know, she tells him when he's below parallel. That's it. And so I think a lot of us think about concentration as the ability to get all of the neural collateral activities moving in one single direction and activating more muscle fibers. I mean, that's how I always thought of concentration, because distractions make you, instead of 100%, maybe 40%. And if you could even get to 60%, many of us would find out we are so much stronger than we think we are. I mean, just look at, and we've all heard the story about the woman who lifts the car off of their grandchild.
Yes.
That is an example of complete and utter single event concentration. There is nothing else on her mind. She doesn't care about the food she was cooking a second ago that's burning on the stove now. She doesn't see the dog chasing the cat next to her. She doesn't realize she just knocked over a potted plant that took her 3 weeks to grow as she ran down the stairs to the car. All she knows is, I have to get that car off of that child. And every muscle in her body, by every pathway from her brain down through her spine out to the periphery of every muscle in the body, goes heave-ho at the same time. That is a phenomenon that does not occur for any of us in the gym. except the most elite lifters. And I can tell you something. I saw a guy at 178 pounds deadlift 700 pounds one day at a powerlifting competition that I was officiating at here in Louisville, Kentucky. I can't think of his last name. His first name was Ron. He's a very well-known powerlifter a few years back. I don't know if he's still powerlifting. He went by the name of Lionheart from Indiana someplace, I think outside of Indianapolis.
Wow.
And when I saw that 178-pound frame, and I saw the muscles in his back, I could see them rippling as they were being recruited. I could see the hardness, the almost granite-like look that his muscles transformed to as he lifted that weight. And I realized at that moment that muscle size means nothing. Recruitment of fibers means everything, and everyone can learn how to recruit more fibers. Not everybody can build a bigger muscle. And it all starts with concentration. Concentration means making your brain force more muscle fibers to recruit and get the job done.
In the military, there's a phrase, concentration of forces. You focus your forces at one particular point in order to break the enemy at that one particular point.
I want to take a commercial break. I'm sorry. You finish that. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, so similarly, concentration of force in lifting, in training, is putting as many muscle fibers as possible behind a particular lift.
Yeah, think of the muscle fibers as soldiers, and you've got to win a war. So you're going to put deploy the largest number of soldiers at that weak, at that point that you want to penetrate, as Brooks is pointing out. Well, it's the same thing. You need the muscle fibers that are laying down going, oh, I'm going to sit this one out, to go, no, I'm getting involved. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to get back on the track of the meditation and what you learned.
Okay.
That was what you always thought. You can learn more about Brooks Cubic by going to his website, brookscubic.com. And you can learn more about concentration by going to superhumanradio.com. And at the very, very top where it says Superhuman University, click it and look for the 7 keys to concentration that will occur next Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, and join in the fun. Find your 500-pound bench press. It may be right there inside your brain. We'll be right back.
Ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4MX. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4MX banner ad today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Neurobuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains. bridge.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Hope you were concentrating on those commercials during the break. We are back now with Brooks Cubic. So, Brooks, so you wrote this blog post because what did you discover when you looked at this study about meditation?
Well, this is a study that was reported in the UK newspaper, The Mail Online.
Right.
It is published as an abstract online at the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences of the United States of America, PNAS. You can go to their site, type in meditation experience. There are a number of authors, but one of them is Judson A. Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R, and that will take you to the abstract. You can also, if you move to the right of the abstract, you can get the full text of the article.
Right.
So the article is titled, Meditation Experience is Associated with Differences in Default Mode Network Activity and Connectivity. And I'm going to explain what that means. But let me give you the bottom line, first of all. Here's the takeaway. What they found in this study is that the practice of daily meditation, just 20 or 30 minutes a day of meditation, causes actual changes, physical changes inside the brain. Specifically, what you see is that the nerve fibers, which are known as white matter, become denser. There's a greater number of fibers, and these are the fibers that send signals from the brain throughout the entire body. And they actually increase as the result of only 20 or 30 minutes of meditation, and they increase so much that when scientists do brain scans, they can see the increase. It's really funny. It takes a couple of weeks before they see it, and then they see it, and then bang, after a month, it's very noticeable. And they actually show brain scans in the study, and there are areas that are associated with the ability to concentrate. And they are shown in the brain scans shown in the study, they're shown in blue. And Carl, if you actually look at them and you compare the people doing the meditation to the controls who did not do the meditation,
right,
the difference is huge. I mean, it's like looking at the arms, the upper arms of someone who works out regularly compared to an untrained individual.
Interesting.
Pretty huge stuff.
Yeah.
And then the other, I mean, you know, we're talking about hypertrophy. This is hypertrophy of your nerve fibers.
Right.
And the other thing that happens, and this is a little bit slower, although if you think about it, it makes sense that it's slower. After a month, they also saw an increase or an expansion of myelin. And myelin is the protective substance. It's a fatty insulation.
Right. And this is what undergoes the greatest damage during diabetes. This is why diabetics develop diabetic neuropathy because the myelin sheath, both in the brain as well as in the periphery, starts to break down. And it's basically the insulation of the nervous system. And you imagine your car, when the insulation and wiring starts to wear off, things start to short out. There's crosstalk between one wire and the other wire, and everything goes haywire. This is exactly what myelin is. And it's very important. And we already know that it diminishes with age, by the way.
Absolutely. And hold that thought for a second. So what is happening is you have an increase in the number of nerve fibers, and then because the nerve fibers need to be protected with myelin, you have an increase in myelin. And so you are causing physical growth inside the brain to a degree that it actually can be measured by science.
Right.
And you're doing that merely with the power of your brain using focused meditation.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's, you know, it's sort of like that is just remarkable. I mean, you know, we've been saying for years, think your muscles bigger, think your muscles stronger.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was always saying, and before him, John Grimmick said, I make my muscles grow by thinking them into growing. I think that I want bigger arms, I get bigger arms. I think I want bigger chest, I get bigger chest.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really amazing. If you line up what Schwarzenegger said and if you line up with what Grimmick said, it's the same thing. And it's really difficult, Carl, because, you know, they're saying, you know, people would say, what's the secret? And they would say, the secret is I talk to my muscles. I connect with my muscles. I think into my muscles. I become my muscles. You know, try to explain it. And you try and you try and you try. And if someone doesn't get it, they say, right, but what kind of curls do you do? How many sets do you do? How many reps?
I don't think a lot of people believe it. I got to be honest with you. You know what? Randy Roach came on this show one time and he talked about Dr. Hawkins' research about what you think and how it manifests as strength. This guy, I want to say his name was Stephen Hawkins. He actually had people think different things while he put a load on, you know, they had to apply some strength, and he was able to ascertain that when people were angry, they were stronger than when they were, you know, ambivalent, and when people were vengeful, they were stronger. But the higher thoughts, love and so on, they elicited the greatest strength of all. And I don't think anybody bought all that. I think people thought, oh, this is some feely touchy Woodstock hippie type of a notion. Come on. You know, that doesn't work. You got to get angry if you're going to be strong. You know what I mean? I don't think a lot of people believe it. I really don't think they put a lot of stock in this whole notion that you can think yourself stronger. You can think yourself bigger.
Well, you know, the meditation comes with this whole image of the hippie at Woodstock you know, the love child, all that, you know. And that's really kind of ridiculous because the traditions of both the Eastern and the Western warrior worlds show complete integration of the mind and the body. They show warriors who use meditation. They show people who on the battlefield are literally invincible.
Right.
And it comes from the power of the mind. I'm just, you know, we see this all the time in Asian martial arts, but if you look at the Western world, knights, the whole world of chivalry.
Right.
I mean, it was a complete integration of mind and body. And, of course, that goes back to the ancient Greeks, ancient Romans. You know, there was a time when people knew and accepted this. And you know, you had the idea of the philosopher king, Plato's idea of the philosopher king.
Right.
And you had the idea of the warrior philosopher. Or the philosopher warrior, it was very, you know, very much understood and very much accepted. But what I'm talking about, what interests me, this is a study that shows what meditation does. And meditation is simply, you know, sitting or lying relaxed, emptying your mind of intrusive thoughts, focusing on one thing. You know, you can sit there and you can have a repetitive phrase. You know, that's the om.
The mantra, right.
Om, yeah,
right.
The mantra. Or you can do other types of meditation, which are simply designed to focus on the present, to focus on the here and the now.
Right.
And that's really, that's what they were studying. I mean, you know, they weren't studying a bunch of people chanting and, you know, doing the mantras and things, although there may have been some of that among the meditators in the study. But they were primarily focused on people who were using methods of focusing completely and entirely on the present.
Right.
And the reason that they did that is they were trying to study mindfulness versus mind wandering.
Right.
These are the terms that they use in the study. And they say that mind wandering is not only a common activity, but it is present in approximately 50% of our awake life. So if we're awake for 16 hours a day, 8 of those hours have our mind wandering from thought to thought, jumping from thought to thought, trying to entertain 2 or 3 thoughts at the same time, and we're not focused on any one particular thought. The mind wandering correlates with neural activity in the parts of the brain associated with attention lapses,
mm-hmm.
anxiety, all the way to clinical disorders, an anxiety disorder, attention deficit hyperactivity, and Carl, you mentioned this earlier, you nailed it, Alzheimer's disease.
Right.
All of which, of course, are also, in some research, related to a decrease in neural activity in the brain and a decrease in myelin. So what these scientists were trying to do, they were trying to say, is there a way that through meditation, which is focused concentration, we can change from mind wandering to mindfulness, in other words, to a focused mental state?
Right.
And if we do that, what would happen to such things as anxiety, attention deficit disorder, unhappiness, and, among other things, Alzheimer's? I mean, you know, is there possibly a way to help fight Alzheimer's?
Okay, and we're going to get the answer to this question, but we have to take a break first.
Okay.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our last commercial break, and when we come back, Brooks will reveal the results of the research. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CBD.
CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yo.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Brooks Cubic about his blog post yesterday that got a lot of attention in reference to the effects of meditation on actual collateral changes in the brain, which leads to his upcoming Superhuman University seminar next Tuesday night at 7 p.m., which is all about using the seven keys to concentration to become a much stronger individual. I mean, we could pander and say to find your 500-pound bench and, you know, increase your squat by 100 pounds with concentration. These are all true. These are all applicable. But Brooks doesn't like to pander like that. I do. Right, Brooks? But anyway,
No comment.
Well, you know, I mean, it's very, very underestimated what the powers of concentration can do for you in the gym. So with that being said, so tell us, what happened to the individuals with Alzheimer's disease?
Well, they have not yet tested the hypothesis. But the hypothesis, and the authors of this study are coming out here and they're saying it. They're saying, look, it looks, based on what we've done, we've discovered that meditation basically bulks up the nervous system, bulks up the brain in a very good way. Just like strength training bulks up the body, same thing. We're thinking that it does that in a way that promotes mindfulness, which is the ability to stay focused on a particular topic. In other words, the ability to concentrate. We believe that this may do such things as, for example, help delay the onset of Alzheimer's, help minimize the effect of Alzheimer's, and they note this is something that you can do on your own. You can learn how to do it very simply. It's easy to learn, easy to teach, easy to implement. Costs nothing, and it could be potentially a huge boon to human health, particularly with our ever-aging population. And so they're saying we really need some studies on this, and someone's got to get out there and do it. So they didn't do the study, but they put out that someone out there has got to jump on this. I mean, this is potentially just absolutely huge. Now, with that in mind, you know, Carl, we can pander about the concentration seminar or not, but I will tell you this. It may not be that simply learning to concentrate will give you a 500-pound squat overnight. But I'll tell you what, you'll never get that 500-pound squat if you do not know how to concentrate.
That's the truth.
And the same is true of any other lift. And this is critical. The parts of the brain that bulk up as a result of meditation are the parts of the brain responsible for feelings of satisfaction and happiness.
Yeah, that's really good news because people are pretty miserable nowadays. You know what's interesting about all this, and I've thought a lot about, I mean, I've been a student of meditation for a long time, and we've done shows on meditation and creative visualization, how professional athletes use that, Olympic athletes use that, and so on and so forth. And when I think about meditation, I think to myself, you know, the noise in our head doesn't occur until we develop language skills. Until we develop a vocabulary and we can start to talk in our heads.
Mm-hmm.
Little infants, they don't have word skills yet. They don't have vocabulary. They only have feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that their brains are quiet. These feelings are coming in and out, but they're not thinking about, did I pay the power bill? Oh my God, I hope this doesn't happen. And it's almost like our brain was never designed to go continuously from thought to thought. It needs quiet time, just like any other function in your body. You can't walk forever. You have to sit down for a little while and rest. You can't do anything continuously ongoing. But interestingly enough, the brain does. It dreams at night. It thinks in the daytime. Mm-hmm. We're doing two or three. I'm multitasking while I'm interviewing Brooks. I'm doing this. It's like our brains need some downtime. Our brains need some time of silence, like it had in abundance when we were thriving as infants and growing and going through a metamorphosis that can only be considered a miracle, you know, to go from, you know, that little baby to a full-grown adult in 17 years and the changes that occur over that period of time. It's just amazing. And much of that happens in the first couple of years of life, and much of that happens when we don't have a vocabulary, and much of that happens when babies' brains are silent.
That's
and
true.
Quiet.
That's true.
I mean, we're not quiet anymore in our heads.
No. Well, and that ties into physical training. Because as I view it, physical training is also inherently mental training. You are training the body, the physical body, but you are training the mind because you're training the mind to control the body, which is essentially using concentration in weightlifting, weight training, powerlifting, bodybuilding, using concentration in any form of athletics or martial arts or anything that you want to pursue, anything physical, ballet, for example, dance, whatever. The way that I view physical training is concentration with a barbell in your hands, or concentration with a pair of dumbbells in your hands, or a kettlebell, or your hands on a pull-up bar. I don't care. But the point is, whatever you are doing in a physical sense, you're linking your brain to your body. And you are in the zone, you are so focused, you are there, and there's nothing else. I mean, you know, there are many, many stories, you know, someone who is training and, you know, the gym starts on fire and they don't even know it. There's a story about Steve Mihalik who passed away a few weeks ago. Mihalik was working as a commercial artist while he was training for the Mr. America contest back in the 70s, cut his hand badly at work, wrapped it up, went to the gym, he was training, he was just having a tremendous workout, totally focused on what he was doing, and he was training by himself, as he liked to do, because he could concentrate better, and someone came in, and they're like, Steve, my God, what happened? And there's blood everywhere, because the cut had come open, and there's blood everywhere, and he didn't even know it.
Yeah.
You know? Now, that's an example of just being incredibly focused and just shutting out the rest of the world. Here's my hypothesis, and here's something that I would love to see the research folks take a look at. I believe that if they looked at elite weightlifters, elite bodybuilders, people who train with complete linkage or complete integration of the mind and the body, with deep focused concentration, if they did the same sort of analysis of their brains compared to a control group, they would find similar increases in the number of nerve cells, the thickness, the amount of myelin, everything that they found among the people who meditate, I believe they would find in the elite physical culturists.
Yeah.
And they may even find a greater degree of brain hypertrophy or nervous system hypertrophy. Because think about it. If you're sitting there saying, om, om, you know, over and over, that's one thing. But if you're in the same focused place as you're going through your workout, you're already integrating your mind and body a lot more than if you're just sitting down. It, Carl, I would think that that inevitably would be something that, as far as building, strengthening your brain and your nervous system, it can't be beaten.
Yeah, now, there's a lot of evidence that meditation and motion has different effects than just seated meditation. We've got to pull the plug on the show today. We're coming to the end. I just want to remind people that next Tuesday, which is actually the 26th at 7 p.m. Eastern, Brooks will be teaching the 7 keys to concentration that will help you in the gym. They will make you stronger, just like any supplement that you would buy, just like anything else that you would apply. You can attend by going to superhumanradio.com. At the very top right-hand corner of the website, you'll see a link to Superhuman University. And once you get there, you'll see a link to the seminar, and you can register. It's $9.95. There will be course materials handed out as well to those who attend. Don't miss it, because this really, I mean, you know, I don't like to pander, but this could be the reason that someday you reach that 500-pound bench press. But like Brooks so eloquently put it, if you don't know how to do this, chances are you're never going to reach that. Because those who are the strongest seem to be able to focus the most resources on the task. And that's clear. Just talk to Coach Wade Johnson. Brooks, thanks so much for being on the show today, man.
My pleasure, Carl.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
We also want to thank Coleman Ray for coming on and talking about Haganah. You can go to his website, which is RaysCombatKickboxing.com. We'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.